So every once in a while here at the BPP, we check in with Jared Sandberg. He writes the Cubicle Culture column over at the Wall Street Journal. And this week he wrote on work dreams.
Now, the average person dreams about 1 or 2 hours every night. You can have as many as 4 to 7 dreams in one night. Maybe one's about the copy machine, about your boss. You know, science really is yet to absolutely determine the biological function of dreams. But, you know, a lot of people think that's where you maybe sort out your problems. Maybe you get great new ideas.
Maybe, or maybe you realize that you're a total wacko, which is usually what I think when I wake up from my dreams. If we're going to be spending half of our day of work and 2/3 of the remaining day asleep, it'd be nice to think dreaming about work would actually do us some good. But Jared isn't so sure. Jared Sandberg joins me on the phone. Hey, Jared.
Hey, Allison.
This is Rachel, actually.
We sound a little bit alike.
I know. Maybe I should start talking at a higher octave. but it's both of us. Jared, what do these dreams mean? What did you find out?
Well, I think they mean different things for different people. I mean, there are some people who have dreams, and they're nuanced, and they see symbols, and it's very insightful to them. And then there are other people like Crystal Hayden, who plans conferences, who had a dream that she was planning a conference in which pop star Lionel Richie was to deliver a keynote address on, of all things, women's issues from a global perspective. Now, what was useful about this dream to Crystal totally escapes her. And I'd have to agree, I'm one of those people, and I think many of us are, who just have these random assembly of weird people and places and things, and it's almost a waste of time to expend too much energy trying to figure out what it could all mean.
But it's so fun. I had a dream once that I was kind of stalking Campbell Brown and that I had broken into, she was having a garden party and I was very underdressed. I was wearing my running stuff. Everyone was very dressed up and I was kind of stealing the Swedish meatballs. And then finally she just asked me to leave. So what does that say about me, Jared?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily think too much about it unless in real life, you've had the urge to stalk Campbell Brown.
But does that say something about Rachel's desire to maybe move up in a different area of the news industry? Campbell Brown is a well-known news lady who's
she
got her own TV show.
She makes way more money than me. Well, I mean, maybe I could use that in my professional life.
You know, I think that's a good read on it, and that's fair. And if that notion has resonance to you, apparently dreams aren't that in and of themselves, you know, particularly important. It's the way you think about the dreams. And if it's an issue that you wake up and it has resonance for you, absolutely, then you should sit there and Campbell Brown should worry. But you know, I think there are a lot of times, what is interesting is that there's research emerging that shows that the brain's activity during sleep is critical and becoming, is very important for us to sort out all the stuff that we went through the prior day or prior weeks. And that is proving to be very beneficial to people. It helps them make connections that they wouldn't otherwise see during wakefulness. What there's some disagreement on is that the brain's activity doesn't necessarily have to be engaging in dreaming. There's some disagreement over that. So, look, the problem that I think a lot of people have is that your dreams are either really weird and random, or they're the other end of the spectrum where they're so obvious to you and you marvel. You know, they're completely unsubtle, and you marvel at how long it's taken your subconscious to catch up with things that you've already concluded or thought about during your wakeful hours.
Do people ever have positive work dreams?
Yeah, and that ends up being a problem. One person I spoke to who was involved, whose job was to procure surplus military equipment, had this fantastic dream in which he used all this stuff, vintage World War II planes, he parachuted out of them, he did all these exciting things, and the problem is that his dream far exceeded his real job, and so it ultimately, it was a great dream, but a bummer in real
Jared,
life.
Stay with us. Jared Sandberg writes the Cubicle Culture column for the Wall Street Journal. We're going to take you over the break to ask you a couple more questions when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and of course, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. Coming up in just a few minutes, Kimya Dawson and Adam Green of the group The Moldy Peaches. Their music featured prominently throughout the movie Juno. Half the songs in the soundtrack belong to one or both of them. They played a couple songs for us. They're going to drop by. That's coming up in just a few moments.
First, we're going to wrap up a conversation we were having earlier with Jared Sandberg. He writes the Cubicle Culture column for the Wall Street Journal. And we're talking about work dreams. And this is the subject of your column, your current column. And when we say work dreams, Jared, we usually mean work nightmares. We've all had them. We show up naked accidentally. We forget to put our clothes on. We're grossly unprepared for a presentation. We've all had these dreams. But you were talking about when people have great dreams about their work. What does that mean? Does that automatically correlate to being happy in your job?
No, I think it actually can serve. It depends. Again, it all depends on how you think about your dream, but it can serve to point out the shortcomings of your real job. So if your dream about work is so much better than your real job, then, you know, I think one can reasonably conclude you need to get a better job.
But do you extrapolate that to the next level and say that about all dreams, that if you have really positive dreams, it means your real life isn't really that great? It doesn't live up to your dreams?
Well, I think it depends on where you fall on the optimist, pessimist spectrum and other similar sort of gauges. You know, I mean, personally, I don't particularly mind nightmares because I want my real life to
be better than that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I like to, you know, I happen to really like enjoy feeling relieved, you know, and so when I wake up and I realize, wow, my life isn't nearly that bad, that is a net gain for me. You know, on the other hand, people love to have dreams about flying and think it was a wonderful experience while it lasted. So if you're someone who can appreciate that, great. More power to you.
That's true. Okay, Jared, thank you so much. Jared Sandberg writes the Cubicle Culture column for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Take care.
Bye-bye.